Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings to all of you. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and I am speaking to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. At the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble, loving and prayerful pranams at the lotus feet of the listener and the voice of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 29th of March 2018 and the time right now in our studio is 5 minutes past 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The weather here in the Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram is quite warm and it's sunny. Later in the day, the weather forecast says that the temperature will rise up to 37 or 38 degrees Celsius. And it's 29th of March. It's the time of academic, end of academic year here in India. So most of the schools and colleges in India will close after 2 days. The examinations will be over for students and the vacation will start from 1st of April. Same is here in Prashanthi Nilayam also in Puttaparthi. The schools and colleges of Swami's educational institutions in Puttaparthi and in Anandapur, Modinahalli and Vrindavan will be over by 31st of March, and from 1st of April the summer holidays for students will start. Okay, dear listeners, a warm welcome for today's Thursday Live, and this is the segment Soul Inspirations. And today, I'll be talking on the topic Yoga. But before that, as always, I want to read out today's Sai Inspires message. It has got a question and an answer. The question is, how should we treat suffering in life? And the answer is from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 25th December 2002. And I quote, Jesus instilled great faith in people who lived during his lifetime. One of those was named by Jesus as Peter. He developed intense love and faith towards Jesus. From then on, all the fishermen regularly used to take Jesus out on their fishing expeditions, and after their return in the evening, Jesus used to expound spiritual matters to them. When one day Peter's father passed away, his mother was filled with sorrow. But Jesus consoled her by saying, "Death is but a dress of life. Why do you shed tears? Death is like changing one's dress. Therefore, stop grieving. These physical bodies come and go, so do not waste your thought on these ephemeral things. The indweller who lives inside this body is the true divinity. Anyone with a physical body cannot escape vicissitudes of life. Without hardships, no one can exist. Death follows birth, and with the same certainty, misery follows happiness." Unquote. So, dear listeners, in today's Science Past message, the question was, how should we treat suffering in life? And Swami beautifully gives the answer from an account from Jesus' life. In briefly, the answer says that we should be equanimous always. We should develop the quality of equanimity. During suffering, we should not get disappointed or dejected. During happiness, we should not get elated. Life is like a pendulum between pain and pleasure. Both come and go. Pain comes and pleasure comes. Both are like opposite sides of a coin. And we should develop the quality of equanimity. That is, we should always say, whatever happens in life is good for us. And one of the ways to develop equanimity is to practice yoga, which is the topic for today's Soul Inspiration segment. The word yoga comes from the word yuj, which means to connect to. So in spirituality, yoga means a method of connecting to divinity. In fact, there are many ways through which we can connect to divinity, through which we can talk to God. And one of the ways, as I had told in one of the earlier segments, is prayer. That is conversation with God. So yoga is another way to connect to God. And today we'll be talking for the next 20 minutes or so, we'll be talking on that. But before I speak on this topic of yoga, let us listen to Swami himself. Swami, in his, many of his divine discourses, has extensively spoken on yoga. And now I'll be playing for you one clip from the divine discourse which he delivered in the year 1983 during summer course. And this clip is very short. It's just 3 minutes long, and I'll be back on the other side of the clip to talk more on yoga. So let's first listen to Swami.
Prachinapu Maharshalu, ancient saints, visishtamayanatunti ye yogamanu anadi kalamunundi anubhavistu jagattunaku prachara prabodhamunu cheyichu vacharu.
The saints and seers experienced all these yogas and started teaching, propagating the principles.
Idi ashtanga yogamunato koodinatvantidi.
This has got something to do with ashtanga yoga.
Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyaharam, dharana, jhanam, samadhi aneetvanti perlato prachurichutu vacharu.
This ashtanga yoga has 8, the yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, jhana, dharana, samadhi.
Ee yogamulu yandu విశిష్టతను గుర్తించే నిమిత్తమై భారతీయులు దీనికి తగినటువంటి కృషి చేయలేకపోయారు.
టు నో ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ భారతీయస్ డిడ్ నాట్ మేక్ ప్రాపర్ అటెంప్ట్.
ఈ యోగములు పుట్టినది భారతదేశమైనప్పటికీ పెరిగినదంతా విదేశములో పెరుగుతూ వస్తున్నాయి.
దో భారత్ వాజ్ ది బర్త్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ యోగా, ఇట్ హెస్ డెవలప్డ్ అబ్రాడ్.
ఈ విద్యా విశేషం వల్ల కానీ లేక ఆధునిక నాగరికత వల్ల కాని భారత మానవులు యందు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక అంధవిశ్వాసం అనేటువంటిది పెరుగుతూ వచ్చింది.
ఎదర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ దట్ ఇస్ మార్చింగ్ అహెడ్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ది ఇఫెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ మోడర్న్ సివిలైజేషన్ ద బ్లైండ్ ఫెయిత్ ఈస్ ఆన్ ద రైజ్ అమంగ్ భారతీయస్.
మానవుడు ఏ విషయం తెలుసుకునేవాళ్ళనన్నను దానిని పరిపూర్ణమైనటువంటి యొక్క శ్రద్ధ చేతను విశ్వాసము చేతను దానిని పరిశీలన గావించవలసి వస్తుంది.
ఇఫ్ మ్యాన్ ఇస్ టు నో ఎనీథింగ్ ఈ షుడ్ ఇన్వెస్టిగేట్ విత్ ఆల్ సిన్సరిటీ అండ్ ఫుల్ ఫెయిత్.
కేవలం శ్రద్ధ లేక విచారణ చేయక విషయం మనకు సత్యస్వరూపాన్ని దర్శింపచేయదు.
వితౌట్ సిన్సరిటీ అండ్ వితౌట్ దిస్ ఇన్వెస్టిగేషన్ ఎంక్వైరీ హీ కెనాట్ నో.
ఈ యోగం అనేటువంటిది కేవలం కాషాయ వస్త్రములు కట్టి
దిస్ యోగా బేసిక్
కందమూలాదులు భుజించి కారణములు ఎందు నివసించేటువంటి కేవలం సాధువులకు సన్యాసులకు సంబంధించినవి ఈ యోగములని భారతీయులు ఈ యోగములను అలక్ష్యపరుస్తూ వచ్చారు.
భారతీయస్ నెగ్లెక్టెడ్ దిస్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ యోగా థింకింగ్ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ సెలిబ్రేట్ ఎసెటిక్స్ హూ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్.
ఇది కేవలం సామాన్యమైనటువంటి గృహస్థులకు కానీ మానవులకు కానీ సంబంధించినటువంటిది కాదని సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగులై సంచరించేటువంటి ఏకాంతవాసము జరిపేటువంటి యొక్క ఋషులకు మాత్రమే ఈ యోగం సంబంధించినదని కూడాను ఆపోహలు చేస్తూ వచ్చారు.
దే ఆల్సో హ్యాడ్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ దిస్ యోగా ఇస్ నాట్ మెంట్ ఫర్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్స్ అండ్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్, దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఫర్ రెనన్షియన్స్ హూ స్పెండ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ సాలిట్యూడ్.
కానీ ఇది సత్యము కాదు.
బట్ దిస్ నాట్ ట్రూ.
సామాన్యమైన మానవులకే ఈ యోగం అత్యవసరమని కూడాను ఈనాటి పరిశోధకుల ద్వారా ప్రపంచంలో ప్రచారం సరుపుతూ వచ్చారు.
టుడే ఇట్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ ఈస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్, ఇట్స్ నోన్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ది వరల్డ్.
సరం డియర్ లిసనర్స్, వన్స్ మోర్ లవింగ్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ సైరామ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రశాంత్ నిలయం. సో హ్యాస్ యూ లిసన్డ్ ఇన్ ద క్లిప్, స్వామి సేస్ దట్ యోగా ఈస్ ఫర్ ఆల్. But in today's world, when we listen to the word yoga, we get dejected. We misinterpret it, saying yoga is only for people who are in spiritual path, or we say that yoga is for people like saints and sages who go to forest or go to Himalayas for meditating. No, yoga is for all. And the benefits of yoga practicing the different asanas are multifold. It calms down our mind. It controls our temper. It brings our temper down. Yoga makes us self-confident and makes us energetic and active. So it's an all-round personality development at physical, mental, intellectual and spiritual levels. Well, on this account, I am reminded of a very humorous story. It seems there was one person, he was staying with his wife, and he was very short-tempered. He used to get angry at all small things. So one day he thought, okay, let me practice yoga. And he was under the misinterruption that yoga has to be practiced. If yoga has to be practiced, he has to go to some forest and undertake a spiritual life, lead a spiritual life, an ascetic's life. So he goes to the nearby forest and leads a rigorous and strict spiritual life for a couple of months and does a lot of asanas. And finally, at the end of a few months, he really was benefited by the practice of yoga. And he feels that his mind is more calm now. And he thinks that he has conquered the temper. So he comes back home. And then he tells his wife, see, now I have conquered my temper. I won't get angry anymore. And the wife smiles. And she again asks, have you really conquered your temper? And the husband says, yes, I did yoga for a couple of months and I have conquered my temper. Then the wife again asks, again and again. She kind of irritates her husband. She says, are you sure you have conquered your temper? And after a couple of minutes, when the wife asks the same question again and again, the husband gets irritated and he shouts, saying, yes, I have conquered my temper. So now the purpose is not solved. Even though the husband had gone to the forest and had done rigorous practice, but still he didn't conquer his temper. So what Swami says is, head in the forest, but my hands in society. So being in society, we should practice yoga and we should conquer temper and all those things. So it's not like we go to a silent place and keep meditating. And obviously when we are in forest or in Himalayas where everything is calm and silent, we will come over the negative thoughts, we will get positive thoughts, but it should happen in society. Okay, dear listeners, now I have got a short talk, which is about 10 minutes long, and this talk was delivered by a student who is studying in Swami University right now, Mr. Agman Gupta. He is pursuing his second MSc chemistry. So let's listen to this talk, and he talks on yoga. And I'll be back again on the other side of the talk. This talk, the duration of this talk is 10 minutes.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer myself at Swami's Divine Lotus Feet. What is in a name? This subcontinent has got many and all contentious. In ancient cosmography, India was located in Jambudvipa. As per Persians and Arabs, less romantically it was Al-Hind or Hindustan. Later the denizens of this country considered this too blandly an appellation, a name coined by foreigners. Bipin Pal, one such critic, insisted instead on Bharat Varsha, a name richly evocative. For Mahatma Gandhi, a less conventional nation maker, it was Lord Ram, whose conduct provided the preferred eponym Ram's Rajya, an epitome of moral conduct, not geopolitical majesty. And yes, for the British, downright dismissive of Indian pretensions, both ancient and modern, it was merely a geographical expression. And it is hardly surprising that for a nation so dazzling in its diversity, from its geology to its ethnicity, from its languages to its politics, should have so many names. And it is this diversity, so obvious to all of us, has spawned a diversity of clichés all around us, encompassing the totality of this culture. It is unity in diversity. The innate essence of yoga, yujyate anenati yogaha, yoga is that which joins. It is the joining of jivatma with paramatma, the individual self with the universal self. Quite complicated to understand. It is an expression of a narrow, constricted, egoistic personality to an all-pervasive, eternal and blissful reality. Bhagavad Gita emphasizes on an all-round personality development at physical, mental, intellectual and spiritual levels. As per it, yoga is a methodical effort towards self-perfection by developing the latent potentialities within. The second aphorism goes thus, yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is a process of controlling mind. And this control has two attributes associated with it. The first attribute is, it is an ability to concentrate on any desired subject or object. The second attribute is a capacity to remain silent at any time. This is the very purpose of the place where we study. We are taught these two attributes to be dealt with day in and day out, consciously or unconsciously. Manah prashmanupayaha yogah ityabhidiyate. Definition has changed a bit. Yoga is a skillful trick to control mind. As Swami has very well told, mind is like a mad monkey. We need some tricks, something to control it. We need practice. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Yoga is dexterity in action. And dexterity is in maintaining relaxation and awareness in action. A relaxed action is a process and efficiency in action is an outcome. It is very simple. But we all need to practice it daily. We need to persevere with patience. Speaking superficially, yoga is any creative endeavor in this entire creation. Take any profession, it comes under the banner of yoga. Catering to the needs of society, broadly yoga has four streams: karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga and raja yoga. The path of action, karma yoga, it involves doing action with an attitude of detachment to the fruits of action, leading to samatvam yoga uchyate, steadiness of mind. The next point which I'm going to put forth is very interesting. In this modern world, so to say, we all are tossed up and down to emotional onslaughts. For a moment we are happy. The very next moment we become sad or we go neutral. Progressively, the very next moment again we become happy. We may have a reason in the backdrop, but finally it happens due to the impact of our surrounding. It happens due to the impact of people's thoughts and actions around us. What is the remedy? Bhakti yoga, the path of devotion. When we channelize this emotional energy in the right direction towards God, we get the required emotional balance to lead a healthy and happy life. Science has made us rational beings, and we all love being called radical, logical, and intelligence is immanent. Whatever actions we do are driven by the quest for happiness. Let me take one very small example. A person named X is competing with the legend Usain Bolt for a 100 meters race. They both start together and they reach. After reaching, Usain Bolt says he could not do his best. He is sad. He could have done even better. In spite of finishing the same race in 9.3 and odd seconds, he is unhappy, not satisfied. And the person X, he finished race in 12 seconds and he's jumping. He's saying party tonight, for he could finish the same race previously in 14 seconds, but that particular day he could finish in 12 seconds. He is happy. It's an achievement. The very same event has led to two different emotions. And these emotions are associated with the expectations these two people had with the particular event. In the very same way, in our mundane life, we all have expectations out of each and every action, for we want to be happy. But we need to ask, whatever happiness we get out of these actions, is it permanent? Is it going to last forever? No. It has its own validity. For some days, for some months, for some years it is going to last, but not forever. Then what do we need to do? Here is the path of Jnana Yoga, the path of wisdom, where we are asked to dig deep within, to ask, to inquire within, and to get the eternal source of happiness, that is the indweller, to merge in Him. And if we do so, after constant practice over a period of time, for some years, for many years, we find that we are witnesses to our surrounding, to our own actions, the impact on us due to all these actions and surroundings and the thoughts of people around us is immaterial. Coming to the fourth stream of yoga, Raj Yoga. Many times, I think all the time we all keep on asking, at least I ask, why so and so person is successful in his life? What is the reason behind his success? And cutely and smoothly, all these successful people answer, they had fenced their mind with discipline so that they could channelize the same energy in the endeavor of their interest. For example, let's take one very good example, because we all are Indians and for us cricket is our religion. Sachin Tendulkar. Just imagine him facing a delivery of Glenn McGrath. Even for a moment, his focus strays away, his mind strays away to anywhere else in this world. What happens? He may lose his wicket, he may get out, or he would be beaten by the bowler, which will result in drop in his self-confidence at that particular moment, which is very essential. That is the level of training which Sachin had put his mind through. That is why he is so great. And we all can be so great, just that we need to persevere with our mind. We need to train it. It's like a small child, the way mother teaches a small child how to walk, how to eat, how to dress, how to brush, how to finish his ablutions. The same way we need to train our mind how to be more mature. As I have told, these four streams are very important, and these four streams of yoga nurture us, harness us at four different levels: physical, mental, intellectual and spiritual. And at this place, in this ambience which Swami has provided us, I don't think any other place in this world we can get a chance, an opportunity to harness us at four different levels. Outside we may get physical development if we join sports, mental if we join some IIT or some any other reputed institution, or many more things, but at four levels consecutively together, development is very difficult. Only God can do it. So we need to capitalize this chance, this opportunity thrown towards us by our own Lord. Have faith in Him. He will take care. Take one step, He will take 1,000 steps. Don't think that any great person, for example, take Sachin Tendulkar for this small case study. I don't think so he would have put so much of efforts. I think he would have done this much only. But the sincerity with which he had done got exponentiated by God, His grace, His Lord Ganesha, His Swami. So His grace is very important. Pray to Him. We need to pray to Him to shower His grace in abundance on all of us, because we too have the potential to become great. This unity in diversity, forming the basis of Indian culture, provides a grand note of cohesiveness among various practices. And with this Catholicity and understanding, we must practice yoga in our daily lives.
Salam, dear listeners. So that was Brother Agman Gupta, who is pursuing his post-graduation in Swami's college right now. A short talk delivered by him on yoga. Okay, with that I come to the end of the segment, Soul Inspirations. Dear listeners, please send us your feedback by writing to listener@radiosci.org. The time is 11:30 Indian Standard Time, and In a couple of minutes from now, Brother Vishu will be here to take on the next segment of Thursday Life. So see you again next week at 11 a.m. And until then, Jai Sai Ram.
Ragama, Hridayame.